We're coming up on 8:45. False warnings of a nuclear attack. More talk about a possible government shutdown. And is last year's experience dissuading Republican congressmen from holding live town hall meetings? Fifth District Republican Congressman Tom Garrett joins Evan Jones and me live on the phone to talk about that and other key issues at the moment. Congressman Garrett, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you so much for taking the time here, Congressman Garrett. You are on the House Committee on Homeland Security. You no doubt took note when Hawaiians received a false warning over the weekend of an imminent missile attack. So, Congressman, what does this tell you about the emergency communication system as it currently exists?
Well, look, this is federalism gone wrong. There are certain responsibilities that should be powered down to the government. Obviously, the defense of our nation is a federal responsibility. However, preparedness starts really in the household level, community, state, up to the federal level. It's mind-numbing to contemplate that they didn't have better safeguards. This is not Minnesota. It's Hawaii, who has been certainly publicly, and I can't discuss too many details as it relates to North Korean nuclear capability, but publicly in the conversation as a potential target for at least months. It's infuriating, and I hope that they can get it right in Hawaii, and I hope to not see these sorts of mistakes repeat themselves across the fruited plain.
Congressman, good morning. This is Evan Jones. As for Homeland Security, there are reports that President Trump is considering boosting our nuclear arsenal. Do you think, from what you understand, that the U.S. is prepared, as can be reasonably expected at the moment, to deter and defend against a nuclear attack?
Well, we have a nuclear stockpile, probably at least in kiloton capability, unparalleled globally. Having said that, it's essentially languished on the shelf for over a generation. And so there's always questions of reliability. We need to have a credible, capable deterrent force that we hopefully never, ever, ever have to use. So I do think modernization and upgrading is due, if not overdue. And so in that end, I think the president's on the right track.
From what you learn from your Homeland Security Committee experience and hearings and briefings, do you view the threat of an attack from North Korea as legitimate?
Absolutely. Let me tell you how bad this regime is. One of their principal sources of income to the government is selling their people into slavery. That is correct. It's 2018. You heard that right. They sell their people into slavery. What the North Koreans will do is export labor and then have the country that brings them in to do the work remit their pay to the North Korean government. Now, if that's not slavery, I don't know what to call it, but these people are not even remotely close to in step with the community of nations. The humanitarian expectation there is nil. There are entire portions of the country where the meal is what you can find, what you can dig up, whatever roots you can eat. I would implore your audience to go to the internet and Google search satellite imagery North Korea at night, just to see how backward they are compared to their neighbors to the south who've embraced free markets. It's something beyond the ability of most people, I think, fortunately, to contemplate the reality on the ground and just who the Kim regime is.
Let's stick with the subject of Homeland Security. This one also timely. The House voted last week to renew a key foreign surveillance program. And supporters say it's a necessary tool to prevent the terrorist attacks on our country. Some libertarians, among others, say, though, that Section 702 of FISA, as it's called, goes too far in invading Americans' privacy. Do you think both sides have a point?
Well, I was vehement in opposition to passing the 702 renewal without safeguards for our individual liberty. It was, I said this, and I don't mean it hyperbolically. We've tackled tax reform. We've tried to help fix health care. We've dealt with the North Korea threat. But as it relates to the existential nature of who we are as a nation, the Fourth Amendment right to privacy and expectations against unreasonable search and seizure, the Fifth and 14th Amendment right to due process, I think are all threatened. We don't have to contemplate a hypothetical. The Washington Post ran a story in 2015 about how foreign intelligence surveillance information had been leaked on Americans already. And so it's not a zero-sum game. You can capture intelligence on enemy combatants. You can even capture intelligence that includes Americans, but you can't, well, you shouldn't be able to. used that prior to receiving a warrant. And the unmasking sort of colloquy that we had as it related to the previous administration, that's all based on this sort of data collection. And it should scare the bejeebers out of any American, left, right, or center, as it relates to the erosion of our fundamental rights that define who we are. So I said repeatedly, you got to put the F for foreign back in FISA, or else it becomes ISA and all the ISA on you.
We are speaking with 5th District Congressman Tom Garrett, whose district includes Franklin County and part of Bedford County. Republicans look upon passage of the tax reform bill as a major accomplishment last year. Critics say it tilts far too much toward benefiting the wealthy. Now, as we begin to see it take effect, is it still possible that the wealthy gain a disproportionate advantage in its provisions?
Well, define disproportionate. Ultimately, when the top 20% of taxpayers pay 93% of taxes, then most of the tax cuts are going to go to those people paying 93% of tax burden. But here's what we know. We know that over 100 employers have invested in raises, invested in bonuses for their employees since this passed, because this passed, in their words. We know that in Massachusetts, which is a high local and state tax state, CBS Boston just estimated that 90+% of the people who work in that community, a high local tax community, would receive tax cuts. We know that we've seen economic growth north of 3% in the GDP for the first time, three quarters in a row, literally in a generation. So this is working. The rhetoric as it relates to who's going to get taxes increased, et cetera, is based on a false paradigm, which is a manifestation of Senate rules that create a circumstance where some of these tax cuts would sunset in 10 years. And that presumes no action from the Congress, which is laughable. Although Jefferson did say that the fruits of the working class were safest when the legislature wasn't in session. So perhaps it might be a good scenario. But the reality is people aren't only going to benefit, they already are. And anything to the contrary of that is a lie.
It is 8:51, 5th District Republican Congressman Tom Garrett joining us. And Congressman, you're hosting your next town hall meeting tonight. This is a call-in one, not live. Now, have your experiences with live meetings last year that in some cases included shouts and jeers at times? Has it led you to reevaluate how many should be live and how many by phone?
No, we've done, I want to say, 35 or 36 in-person appearances across the district, including 27 different high schools out of 41. Public schools in the entire district. Here's the reality. Senator Bernie Sanders, who represents the state of Vermont, which could fit into the 5th district about 3.5 times, just did a telephone town hall and nobody from the left complained. The last telephone town hall we did, we spoke to 13,000 people at once. That would mirror the capacity of the largest indoor venue, John Paul Jones Arena, in the entire 5th district. We also spoke to people from Henry County all the way to Fauquier County. So all the rhetoric about he doesn't want to appear live and in person, we've literally done, we're closing on about 3 forums a month on average. So, you know, I don't like it when people put their hands on my pregnant wife. I don't like it when people threaten to kill my dog. But, jeer away. I'm right and they're wrong.
Congressman Tom Garrett, along that line, we should point out that next town hall meeting is this evening. It's by phone, and there's information on how to join in on his congressional website.
Now, TomGarrett.House.gov. And then there's a dial-in number if you want to be on the call. It's 877-229-8493, 877-229-8493. PIN is 116936. PIN is 116936. We'd love to eclipse that 13,000 people number.
And again, all that information is on its congressional website. Now, I heard more reaction from Congressman just from a few seconds of our last conversation in October than almost anything else that I presented last year. I mentioned that given your background as a state senator, I asked, based upon what you've seen so far at the Capitol, and got to listen because this is brief, what gets done better in Washington than in Richmond?
Oh, wow. Nothing.
That's what you said. And I got a lot of reaction from that. You obviously expounded upon that a little further. But that said, after one full year now, do you see any signs that tell you that Washington is moving in a direction that you would view as positive?
Sure. There's been a massive regulatory reform done in the last year. We've used the Congressional Review Act successfully 16 times more frequently in the last 12 months than in the previous 20 years. What that does is rolls back regulations on job creators, property owners, people with ideas and allows them to put their ideas into action, which generates jobs and opportunity and stimulates the economy. So the regulatory reform is great. Having said that, the regulatory burden out of Washington eclipses that from Richmond. So we're moving in the right direction there. We've worked very hard in our office to find legislation that we agree with folks on the other side of the aisle on, where there's a consensus. The American people want to see bipartisanship. I think there are opportunities to do that where we can find legitimate agreement on core values. But I'm very frustrated by the committee structure as it relates to the gatekeepers who keep us from getting certain pieces of legislation through. But there's progress. But I mean, it doesn't. And again, Richmond's no panacea, but it doesn't begin to compare with the efficiency with which we submit and approve or reject legislation in the Commonwealth. It just doesn't.
Fifth District, first term Republican Tom Garrett from the district, as he mentioned, is large, and it stretches basically from North Carolina up through much of central Virginia to well north of Charlottesville. When are we going to hear about your plans to run or not run again?
Right now. So let me announce that we're going to run again. I also will dispense with the suspense and announce that we're going to win again. And I'm hoping that I can add to the $3 million the Democrats have wasted trying to defeat me since I got into the public service arena.
What will be the main? What will be your main point to voters? What will you say, this is why you should return me for a second term?
It's the economy. It's the economy. I could add a stupid if I wanted to Clinton channel, but I mean, literally three straight quarters of plus 3% GDP growth, which literally we were told by the press would never happen again during the previous 8 years. We had a new normal, you know? I mean, we have African-American real family income at the highest level in the 21st century. That didn't happen before President Obama left office, and it didn't happen the week after President Trump left office. We see real growth and job opportunity. We see people taking home and keeping more of the money that they work for, which allows them to make decisions for themselves and their family. That's the manifest goal here. That is to empower people to make the decisions for themselves and their families that they feel are best. So it's freedom and the economy.
Congressman Tom Garrett, thank you very much. And you just heard he announced, I believe you said this is for the first time that, as far as I know, it is indeed. You are, in fact, running for a re-election later this year.
And we're going to win. Come on, that's a scoop.
Republican, 5th District Republican Congressman Tom Garrett, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
God bless you guys. Have a lovely day.